people show their ignorance when they say they want politicians to be honest. What are these people talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into politics, it would throw everything off. The whole system would collapse. And I think deep down the American people know that. The American people like their bullshit out front, where they can get a good strong whiff up in the gut.
You can hate me, try to break me, talk me down and denigrate me. You can try to silence every word, but I will not be leaving quietly.
Good morning, Kershaw County. It's a great day in a great American city, as Julie Burns likes to say. And Vision Kershaw 2030 is well on its way. We've got all kinds of collective utopian visions, all kinds of beautiful words and claims that the majority of people love these plans. And I want you to just see something. Under excellent in endeavors, can you see who that is? That, my friends, is Ben Connell, Councilman Ben Connell. Here, let me get it where you can see that thing. So that's Ben Connell. Our great, what he calls himself, a libertarian. Well, he was highly involved in the steering committee of this great vision for Kershaw County. And now, by now everybody knows, they raised taxes and fees and all in the 22-23 budget. But they've been doing this for 8 years. Every year, taxes and fees go up as they build this utopian vision 2030 that Alliance Planning is the one that put it together for both the Committee of 100, a group of corporations and all that benefit from all this visioning, all this government control and government spending. This is they're vying for fees and lues and all. But now Kershaw County Council is passing a hospitality tax on all of Kershaw County. All the unincorporated areas of Kershaw County would now have to pay more for a hamburger meal. Every time you buy a hamburger meal, there'll be a little bit added to it, or a hotel room. But mainly for the citizens of Kershaw County, every time you eat at a restaurant, you're going to pay more, and it's going into the county coffers to build more of this socialist utopia. Bikeways and green paths everywhere, swamp parks and spec buildings, and regulations to make sure planning and zoning is done in the right way. All these beautiful things. Well, I think the people kind of rejected all this Vision 2030. And one of the reasons is because it's run, a socialist utopia like this is generally done by the people that have plenty of money to buy hamburgers. Now, I just thought I'd draw a little diagram to kind of show you what happens. So you got up here, Julie and friends. You know, that's kind of the way I'm not a great drawer, especially on these dry boards. But this is Julie and friends. All the people that love the swamp parks and bike paths and all that, they have a lot of resources to buy hamburger meals. So they got a lot more hamburgers than most people. You and me, we got a little frowny face on here. Now you and me, we have less hamburgers, right? And the poor down here, see, their mouth wide open. Oh, my God. Well, they only got a few hamburgers. But if we go back up here to Julia and friends, you see, there's wonderful ideas of parks and everything. Well, they don't want to spend a whole bunch of their hamburgers on building a park and all. They want to make sure that other people help on that too. So they vote in that we're going to take 8 hamburgers, and that's going to be our share, and everybody's going to pay 8 hamburgers to buy the swamp park and make parks and recreation and all. Now, you and I, you know, this doesn't hurt them very much, but you and me, well, we got a lot less hamburgers. And so you take 8 hamburgers from you and me, while it, you know, doesn't really crimp your style or anything, but it does affect you. But the poor, they only got 7 hamburgers, and they want 8 hamburgers. So where's the other hamburger come from? Well, if the poor can't pay enough hamburgers, somebody's coming to get their property. Somebody with a gun is coming to get them. Threats, harassment, whatever it might be. So, essentially, Julie Burns and friends, they don't care about the poor people. They don't care about you and me. They care that they continue to have more hamburgers and they get their socialist utopia. This is Ben Connell, this is Tom Gardner, David Snodgrass, Sammy Tucker, all of them. Jimmy Jones, Russell Brazel, all of them. All of them. All of them want to use a collective amount of hamburgers stolen from you to build utopia. And then at virtually every council member meeting, you have somebody coming in there begging the government to do something for them. You've got special interest groups and individuals all demanding that government help them, because it's easier to rent the gun of the government and force others to pay for your visions than it is to have the idea market of ideas. And you go out and fundraise. If you think it's a good idea, you work hard to get that done. If it's a bad idea, you're not going to get the support. And if it's a really good idea, you'll get more support than you need. But that's not the way people want. Julie Burns and friends, he's an elitist. They're not elitist. They just got a lot of money. They don't want to lose their money. And so they're willing to tax you and me and the poor for their visions. You gonna let this continue to happen? Well, this is Kershaw County Council. This is the Gang of Four. I don't think you need to take it anymore. Anyway, just something to think about. This is on Tuesday, July 12th. 2022, and they're getting ready to pass the hospitality tax that costs you more when you go to get a hamburger meal, and they're already stealing from you. So if you don't do something now, just keep your mouth shut and comply and comply. Something else to think about. Till next time. Peace, y'all.
Talk me down and denigrate me. You can try to silence every word, but I will not be leaving quietly. Nah, I won't leave, I won't leave. I will not be leaving quietly. Nah, I won't leave, I won't leave. I will not be leaving quietly. Nah, I won't leave, I won't leave.
ignorance when they say they want politicians to be honest. What are these people talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into politics, it would throw everything off. The whole system would collapse. And I think deep down the American people know that. The American people like their bullshit out front, where they can get a good strong whiff of it.